All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for access to their websites, we do it on the house, freetalklive.com. Now then, Gardner Goldsmith joining us for yet another Monday edition of the show.
Great to be here.
I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed on this one. We are going zero for three so far. You were sick 1 week.
Yeah.
The next week you couldn't get here because of a flood.
Yeah.
And then after the first segment of our show last week, the ISDN line took a dive.
I'm telling you, man. I must be like Magneto. I got this energy or something. I don't know.
I think we've gotten through it at this point, and even if the ISDN line goes out tonight, we've got our backup system in place, so...
It's a big megaphone.
We will not be going away tonight.
Yeah, we'll be out there going, so hey, here's the deal! It'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun.
So, all right, so we're back, back in action. You can, of course, take control. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Now then, we're going to start things out with the latest on the case that I guess we broke to you on Saturday night. It has to do with the D.C. madam. As you might recall, I think it was last year, they busted this lady in Washington, D.C., Pamela Martin and Associates was the name of her business.
As we like to call her, Pam, or Pammy, you know, for a friend.
Is that your little pet name for her?
Yeah, sort of like Pamela Smart, too. We also call her Pame.
That was You're on first name basis with this madam?
What can I tell you?
Does she call you L.G. Grande? I just want to know.
I wonder if she gave you that nickname.
That's what I was about to suggest. Maybe that's where it came from.
Right, right.
But apparently this lady's got some connections. Apparently she knows more than a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area. And now things are about to get a little bit nasty. Because they brought her up on charges. And right as soon as they brought her up on charges, she immediately came out with the information of prostitution charges.
Yeah.
Charging her with running a brothel, basically.
Yeah.
She immediately came out and said, okay, well, you want to bring me up on charges? That's fine. I've got this little black book here.
I've been holding for just such an emergency.
Yep. I've got, what is it, like 15,000 different phone numbers or something like that?
Ooh.
She's got years worth of phone records, essentially. And she of course, threatened to sell that off to the highest bidder. Yeah. Well, the court immediately, the prosecutors get a little nervous. They weren't
expecting
that. What
about our politicians and the money they give us?
I don't know what they thought. I don't know why they thought that this experienced Washington, D.C. madam was just going to roll over and, you know, allow herself to be pushed around by
the
prosecutors.
They're the prosecutors, and they have all the power. That's why they thought that.
And God knows she was probably a lot smarter with the names and private information than, say, the VA was last year with their data. But, hey, she can do with it what she wants.
Well, she's not going to get pushed around. She came out and offered to sell the names to the highest bidder. The court immediately slapped an injunction on her, saying that you cannot profit from selling these. If you profit from this, we are just going to take the money from you. And, by the way, they've frozen a lot of her assets anyway, and this is the reason she was going to sell it, was because they froze her assets, so she's having a tough time paying for a lawyer and all of those other things that she has to do to defend herself. And so, basically, faced with virtually no other options at this point, she has gone to ABC News and given them the exclusive deal on distributing the names.
Here's what I wonder. Exclusivity, not free. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why wouldn't she release all this information to ABC, CBN, CBS, NBC, CNN? You know, you pick your three letters, and there's some news organization out there with it. Why wouldn't she just give it to everybody all at once? Why would she give it to one organization unless she was getting some kind of compensation?
Maybe there's
interview
a
new deal.
Yeah. Maybe it's a back-end deal. Maybe there's a contract that specifies that after all this blows over, maybe then ABC News will pay her something.
She'll get the Barbara Walters interview. She can't get money for the names, but she can get money for doing an interview.
Oh.
You know?
She can get... Okay.
So instead of getting, you know, $1 million for the names, she'll get $1 million for her first exclusive appearance on ABC.
There's maybe something for the made-for-TV movie?
Yeah.
I'll give you the latest on the story here in a little bit, but first let's go to the phones and talk to Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello, Triddle.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, hello. So glad to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
I am so glad to hear your voice.
Mark's in it today.
No.
So,
So I had a couple things on my mind.
Sure.
Specifically, I wanted to comment on the second-to-last phone call from Saturday's show.
You have to recap. Who was it?
He was the military guy who was talking about the war in Iraq, and he made some comments about Islam.
Right, and he knew some stuff that we didn't know.
Right.
So he supported the war because of secret information.
Right, and I'd like to dispel what I think are some myths. Now, I'd like to preface this information with the warning that Islam is an extremely complicated religion, and I'm no expert. I don't personally follow any religion, but I do have a friend who follows Islam, and I ran those segments by him to get his opinion. He's a Sunni who lives in Egypt, and as we know, there's many different specific types of Islam and many views, so his may not be perfectly congruent with the rest of the world, but at least he can provide some first-hand insight.
Well, now, according to the guy on Saturday night, Islam is Islam. He says it's all bad, and you have to read the Quran. He acted as though he did. I didn't actually call him on it. I didn't call him into question as to whether he had actually done all the research. He was sort of hinting that he'd done. But he just wanted to paint it all with the same brush. You're saying that's not the case?
Well, I know there's different divisions of the religion. You know, there's Sunnis and there's Shiites.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I don't know what the difference is, other than that if you go back to Muhammad, the difference would be that one set of followers believed one successor should be a person, and the other followers believed another person should be the successor.
Right.
So that's where they split.
Right.
Now, he said that Islam is strongly united against Western culture. This is not so.
I wouldn't think that Islam is strongly united against us. No.
No. Egypt is a declared Islamic state, and they also happen to be the second strongest ally of America in the Middle East.
Hmm. Okay.
And second, he said that the stated goal of Islam is to convert the entire world through force. This is also not true. And I'll go with a little history of how the founding of the religion happened. When Muhammad was living in Mecca and preaching his new religion, there were people in the city who thought he was dangerous and they threatened to kill him. I can't remember if there was an attempt on his life or not, but he did eventually flee the city. He raised a militia and returned. There was a battle, and he won. But contrary to the standard practice of the day, which was to kill the entire city when they were conquered, Muhammad let the people live.
Hmm.
At this time, there were other religions with a major presence in Mecca as well, and Muhammad made the conscious decision to allow those other religious institutions to remain in the city.
I see.
So, now, there is, at a later date, a Muslim leader did burn down a Christian temple in Mecca, but he is widely regarded as being insane. The next leader to attain power actually paid to have the temple rebuilt. And to the best of my knowledge, and according to my friend, Islam is a religion of tolerance and peace, but with the ability to defend yourself if needed.
Well, of course, you know, we often hear the interreligious conflicts where people will pick out certain sections from the Quran. I'd be interested in asking you, do you know at what point in his life did Muhammad come forward with the teachings of the Quran? For example, when he allowed those religions to continue after being militarily conquered, had the Quran already been promulgated, or was he a leader at that time? When was all this codified, per se, under the rules of the Quran? I think what you've got are differing interpretations of what was written. But I don't know. I mean, it's possible that some of the very anti-Islamic people can say, oh, guard, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, Muhammad might have been nice to these people when he took over, but then he wrote all these matters of the Quran and just went completely against what he had done in the past and opposed all religions that weren't Islamic. What do you think about that?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know the history of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Muhammad himself introduced the Quran.
Yeah.
But I
thought he wrote it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not authoritative on that. And unfortunately, I don't know the rest of the history. What I'm feeding you is basically information that I got from a three-hour-long documentary I watched on Islam, which was very informative and very interesting.
Where are these so-called conservatives, these anti-Islamic people, where are they getting their information from? Is it just Rush Limbaugh? I mean, is it just through the mouthpieces of the so-called neoconservative movement?
You know, I don't know, but I do have more information.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. Triddle's on the line. Your calls as well about whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Can you believe it? The government lies to people about its so-called enemies. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Actually, now the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shame on me. Mm-hmm. Dean here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show right there. Front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go grab them up. They're free. freetalklive.com. Come. And you also need to know about the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as Porkfest, happening June 18th through the 24th at Porkfest. You'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go back to Triddle in Washington, Triddle giving us sort of the inside scoop, a helpful counterpoint to a caller that we had on Saturday night, someone who claimed to know all kinds of things. He had claimed to have been in the military, claimed to have done all sorts of research on Islam. And you actually spent some time talking with a friend who was from, I guess, from Egypt, who is of the Islamic religion and obviously knows a little bit more about it than the military guy that called Saturday night. Essentially, you're pointing out that all of the claims that people tend to hear in America, which are usually echoed by military people, government people, and the sycophants that follow them, and those claims are that Islam is evil, Islam hates the West, Islam wants to crush you if you don't convert, and you're saying that's just all not the case.
That's correct. Of course, you know, there's people who will distort any religion to say what they want, and I don't doubt that there are Islamic terrorists who do hate the West, but to steamroll this over every person of the Islamic faith, I do not think is genuine.
Do you think those Islamic terrorists that you mentioned, do you think they hate the West as much as they hate the United States government?
Well, okay, that's a good point. This gets tricky. I just watched another documentary. It was extremely good. It's called, it's in my notes here. Let me find it. The Power of Nightmares, and it details this. It details exactly how the Islamic terrorists have come to the conclusion that it's okay to kill Westerners. And according to this documentary, the original person who actually was also Egyptian and goes back to about the 1950s. This guy's name, I think Saeed Qutb, visited the United States and did not like what he saw. He definitely didn't enjoy the Western culture. He thought that it was really bad. Mm-hmm. And he went back to Egypt and tried to institute some changes to remove the Western culture.
Yeah, in fact, I do know a little bit about that. Tony Blankley has a very interesting book. Tony Blankley, who is very strongly libertarian in many cases, also believed that if we were going to go after Al-Qaeda and go into Iraq, if there was a rationale, thought that we needed to declare war. I got to interview him on my show a couple times, and he mentions that man and how he went back. And that was in the late 1920s, 1930s, correct?
No, that's about the 50s.
Oh, the 50s. Okay. All right, I have it wrong. And he did start that up, and let me, if I might, I think what he did was he started to recalibrate the concept of jihad, correct? Yeah, basically what I'm saying is that he, originally jihad was only supposed to be for the Holy Lands itself, a defensive action for the Holy Lands, and what they're trying to do now, based on this guy's teachings and a number of other people within the Wahhabi schools and so on, they're expanding the jihad to say, well, it's not just the Holy Lands that we have to defend against interlopers from afar. The Holy Lands now also include all those lands that we took over during prior to the Crusades, like Spain all the way up towards France.
The documentary I saw has a different interpretation of this, different account. What it says is that the Western culture has influenced the Islamic culture, and it's making people into non-Muslims, basically. It is infecting them and ruining them. And the jihad that they're fighting and how they came to the conclusion that it's okay to kill individuals is that they've been poisoned and that they are, in fact, the problem, that the culture has got to them and has ruined them and that they need to be removed. And I think it's also extremely important to point out that this is not a popular viewpoint, that this is the viewpoint of one man and some followers who do not make up the majority. In fact, they make up a small minority.
So would you say that essentially they're like the evangelicals of Islam, basically? I mean, as far as their percentage is concerned, as far as how extreme they are?
I don't know for sure, but, you know, like I said earlier, people distort religion to say all kinds of weird stuff. We have crazy, crazy Christians, and there's going to be crazy, crazy Muslims.
Absolutely. And there are always, I mean, until the end of time, someone in the name of their religion, whether it be Islam or Christianity or whatever, someone in the name of their religion is going to be willing to do horrible things to others. And it's just a matter of defending against people who want to use violence on others. Really, that's what it all comes down to. And the fact is, it's the American government that's using the most violence on people around the world right now.
And I think practically, Ian, if you look at it, you think about this and... you think, what is the best way to stop more people from buying into this sort of a philosophy? What is the most practical way to say, okay, you guys are espousing now killing innocent individuals. How are we going to keep more people from joining you and resenting the West and the individuals who comprise the West?
Certainly not by rolling in tanks.
Yeah.
That's definitely not the answer. Triddle, your thoughts?
No, I don't have any more thoughts on that, other than it would be nice for us to leave everyone else alone. I definitely believe that.
That's the goal here, for sure. And Triddle, it's great hearing from you again, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Triddle.
800-259-9231, because that really is the issue. I'm sure that, you know, there is probably, as Triddle points out, this very small percentage that is okay to use violence on others within the religion of Islam. But he's saying the vast, vast majority of them are peaceful individuals who respect the choices of others.
I would think that's true.
And that seems to be the way it is with Christians as well. Many Christians are peaceful individuals who respect the choices of others. And then there's this small percentage of them, the evangelical ones, that want to get in control of the government and then use it to enforce its way on people.
I'm not even sure that you could
say that that's themselves. I think Mark is on the same path as I am. Within the evangelical community, it's still a tiny, tiny percentage. My mom's evangelical, and she's a radical libertarian, essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that that some evangelicals do support the sort of Christianist, you know, putting forth the philosophy out there, and you know, they don't mind using guns in order to get people to comply. But I think that more it's just politicians that are holding, you know, waving the banner of American culture, and sort of incorporated in that is.
And I think it's also interesting because oftentimes people say, and I think they rightfully say, look, to equate evangelicals and hardcore Christians in the United States and the atmosphere in which we operate in political discourse, where there's a tiny percentage of people who would want to get the government to manipulate people's lives further. I think the percentage is larger for, you know, certain types of manipulation all over the map. But let's say, you know, they want to keep prostitution illegal. They don't want people drinking this or smoking this or whatever. Okay. And I think those are all bad attenuations of liberty. If you look at the violent, outrageous, you know, ripping out of tongues and stonings and things like that, it's very difficult to equate. You sort of have to debate them on two different levels. You know what I mean? To be fair to both sides, I think.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you've got a comment, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. The problem is, of course, government, because government gives extremists of whatever flavor the ability to use force on others, so-called legally. 800-259-9231, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Because when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? Two clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, two clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
April is still Financial Literacy Month. Give your child, the child in your life, financial literacy. Be they son, daughter, or sibling, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. 800-657-5066.
Still to come, the latest on the D.C. Madam situation. But first, to the phones, it's Rich in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Yes, this is Rich. I am calling from Sacramento, although I'm actually from Montana.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is to let you all know that I do a community access television show, and many episodes of it are being uploaded on the Internet and are available for all to view.
Oh, great.
Including some that I know you'll be interested in. I dedicated an entire two-hour episode to the Free State Project and why I'm leaving Montana, free as it may be.
So Frank Zappa would not consider you a dental floss tycoon then, huh?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
It's an old song. It's an old Zappa song. Yeah.
I'm familiar with some of them, but anyway, I'm going
to... Guard, you're going to have to explain yourself.
I'm sure I don't know.
I could recite the lyrics to you, but it essentially goes, moving to Montana soon, gonna be a dental floss tycoon. Him and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. It's a great song. Just check it out.
Oh, great. Well, you know, I happen to be a musician, and I do a lot of musical comedy as well as some folk songs.
So now you're coming to Porkfest? You could bring your...
Oh, yeah. I was there last year.
Great.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, you say that you did a two-hour show on the Free State Project. Is your show normally 2 hours long?
Well, the entire the week, the series, I do a series that's there are two shows a week that are 2 hours long. But what it consists of are material that I've created, that is to say, interviews that I've done, and then the rest of the 2 hours filled in with imported material, you know, Alex Jones material and other enlightening stuff about what in the New World Order is going on.
Got it. Well, I don't know about the whole New World Order thing. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but
some people might call it a New World Disorder.
Yeah. So you're one of those people. So you believe that the world is controlled by a secret cabal of elites?
Well, I believe there's a lot of evidence for that. The world is certainly acting as if that were true.
Now, I have no doubt that there are people who are in search of power, and they may come from certain specific families. But the one thing that I'm curious about with this whole New World Order thing, if they're so evil and dangerous, why is it that they aren't shutting off those people who are supposedly outing them?
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the subjects that I cover is the fact that they have offed some people who are apparently talking too loudly. One of the people I interviewed was the surviving sister of Officer Terrence Yakey, who was the first police officer at the scene of the Oklahoma City bombing. And he was taking notes, taking pictures, and refusing to falsify reports. And a year later, he committed suicide. And he did that by stabbing himself multiple times and left his blood in the car, dragged himself over a barbed wire fence a couple of miles through the woods, and shot himself to the top of the head with a gun, which then sprouted legs and walked away.
Sounds like a Monty Python skit, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots.
So, now, I understand there have certainly been some questionable killings over time that might have been politically connected, but what about the ones who are really out there supposedly outing this big conspiracy, this grand cabal? You know, what about the Alex Joneses? What about you on your show? Why haven't they come after the people that are, you know, are spreading the word? Why not go after the hubs of information and really shut them down?
Well, I'm open to that possibility, and the answer to your question is I don't know. I can't guess what the powers that be are up to.
Now,
all I can do is do my best to.
Over time, I've seen that the government shows its in trying to accomplish things, it shows its utter incompetence at just about everything it does. And the problem I have with conspiracy theories in general is that you're giving the government and, a group of elites, which it seems like would need the help of a lot of government agents in the process of accomplishing our goals, you're giving them a lot of credit. And I think FEMA is a great example of how the government just can't do anything right, and how come we know this stuff?
Right. So, by the way, what is a conspiracy theory?
Did he answer your question?
He didn't.
I don't want to make it sound like we're trying to be mean to you, Rich. It's just that and by the way, I want to give you credit for answering at least honestly my question about, why aren't they taking out the hubs of information? At least he said he didn't know. Most of the conspiracy people will say, well, that's because it'll prove that they exist, which, of course, is silly. But go ahead and recap that, Mark, so maybe you can get a straight answer.
Well, I was just the government's incompetent. How is it that the government manages to pull off, bombings in diverse places and, with all kinds of intricate details that would have to have and lots of agents that would have had to have been in play, and they don't get caught, they don't screw it up horribly?
Well, they are being caught.
Okay.
The problem is that the truth is hard to get out there because the media are all apparently in bed with these power elites. And when's the last time you've heard from the mainstream media any honest discussion about, say, the Federal Reserve or what really happened at 9/11?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell, I think Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen and a number of other Hollywood celebrities have certainly gotten media time for the 9/11 conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they haven't been taken out. And really, I see where you're coming from on all this, and Rich, I wish that I wish you good luck with your show and what you're doing, and you know, I'm glad to have any new activists here in New Hampshire. But I just, you know, I wish I could encourage you to get away from the conspiracy theory stuff, because really it doesn't lend you any credibility whatsoever, and it's just going to make people question the other things that you're trying to tell them, and that is that freedom's a good thing and government's a good idea. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I just feel so bad. You know, he came on and he's like, yeah, all right, two-hour-long show, and he's out there doing activism, and then, oh, boy, he's inserting Alex Jones clips, and, oh, boy, you know, conspiracy stuff.
But again, just, you know, we spoke about this once before. It's not to say that there is not necessarily validity to some of the things that people have to say, some of the investigations they have, whether it's on a superficial level or very, very deep. Someone could be right, but I find that when I begin to look into those things, it draws me away from looking at immediate problems where people are trying to attenuate my liberty on the state level, the federal level, or internationally. And it's just my preference to not devote that time to it, even though, and I can get the information from my friends, and oftentimes when I do ask those secondary or tertiary questions, I'm not satisfied with the answers. So I say, you know what, okay, I think I'm just going to stick with what I'm investigating. I'm writing this article on the FEC, or I'm doing this or that.
That's right. You're doing something that has an effect from here on out. You're doing something that pays attention to what the government is doing right now. And there are tangible, concrete things that you can point to that are being reported in the mainstream media. And you can say, hey, look, they're spending this amount on this crazy project, and this is insanity. The drug war is insane because of X, Y, and Z. I mean, you can go issue by issue, but then when you're talking about who was really behind the assassination of JFK, in fact, I think you pointed out recently, Mark, that there was news, some guy in his deathbed came out and revealed some really just shocking information about the whole JFK conspiracy thing, confirming, I think, what some of the conspiracy theorists had said for a long time about the CIA involvement and all that and JFK, and, you know, it fell on dead ears. It's
doesn't
irrelevant.
Seem to have mattered.
It doesn't matter. Government is bigger than it ever was in the past, and that's the issue that we should be dealing with, not the past. Let's focus on the future. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show. Considering we give you all the website features for free, maybe you might want to buy some stuff at our Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and take a look at our brand new merchandise that we have up for pre-sale right now. And by the way, this stuff is not crap. It is good quality merchandise. Some radio shows will buy the cheapest of garbage and then sell it through their stores. We get the good stuff. And decent prices as well.
It really is good stuff, too.
The brand new, you're sitting in front of our very cool Free Marketeer flag, which a lot of people, they loved so much the Free Marketeer logo that our man Johnson came up with.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything that has anything to do with Free Talk Live in it. It's just some original stuff that we created, basically.
That's great. And, you know, it's funny because it's reminiscent of a pirate sort of a deal.
Yeah, that was sort of my idea.
I love that. And I've been reading a lot more about pirates. There are all these books out about pirates and the
really?
Republic of Pirates and everything.
Because they have their own republic?
Yeah, they essentially started this. It was almost like a totally non-governmental, you know, like association of pirates down in the Bahamas and Bermuda and stuff.
I don't know if that would have been a good place to live. I don't know if you could really trust pirates, but nonetheless, the Free Marketeer logo was so popular that people demanded more stuff with the Free Marketeer logo on it. So now we got the Free Marketeer T-shirt. We got Free Talk Live ladies T-shirts. We got the Free Talk Live 2 GB multi-gadget, which is our hottest selling item of all time. And there's so much more there. The Free Talk Live beanie, the lighter bottle opener combo, two different pullover. There's a pullover and a zippered hoodie, so two different styles of hoodies, all for pre-sale right now. And all of our old items are still there, too, at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. I kind of want to change things up after that last call. I do want to say I do think that there is a power elite that runs the show in America, and I'd say that it's a group that a lot of people don't talk about, and it's not that it's secret, it's just obscure. And I'd say that group is the Sons of the American Revolution. If you take a look at this group, you'll see that basically all of our presidents since the inception of the Sons of the American Revolution have all been SAR, except for Kennedy, and look what happened to Kennedy. Got his brains blown out in Dallas.
Where'd you get the membership list?
Well, you can go to the SAR website, and they actually have a history, and they get into the fact that most presidents have basically been SAR except for Kennedy. They'll go through the gamut. I mean, Bush, our current president, just recently, about a year ago, was actually given award by the SAR. He's a descendant from a patriot. And, I mean, I think that it's just basically, it's an unwritten rule that if you want to be president, you'd better be descended from a, you know, from a from a Revolutionary War patriot. And it's a lineage
to,
society.
Do you have to research yourself, or do they do the research for you? I mean, can you apply?
I've done the research myself. I actually qualify for the group. I have an aunt that's a member of the DAR. But, you know, for the most part, it's pretty, you know, apple pie type of group. But when you take a look at the powerful people that have come out of the group, I mean, most of our five-star generals have all been SAR. And I guess it just makes sense that the people that created the country would inevitably want their descendants, you know, to run it.
Are you suggesting you're saying that they all happen to be connected to this one organization? Is there some sort of overarching philosophy of, you know, of evil behind it, or is it just that they all happen to be the same?
Well, I think that's the thing. I don't think that anybody that engages in any type of political activity is doing it because they think it's evil. Nobody, you know, acts because they go, oh, this is going to be an evil thing. They do it because they think it's going to be good for them. And obviously, the SAR's leadership has basically resulted in America that's pretty much conquered the world. I mean, there's no military power that could ever challenge us. And I think that we, in part, do owe that, you know, to the leadership of the SAR. It's a very, you know, elite group. I mean, if you want to become a member, I mean, pretty much you have to show
you're
a patriot, you know.
But you qualify, and you're just Jason in California. I mean, there's probably a bunch of people that are descended from
I wouldn't want to join, but I know that I am.
Why not? You could be on the inside, man, inside track.
I pass.
And
out
of the ranks. I don't want to open up a can of worms, but there is a question, you know, any reasonable scientists or political scientists would say, well, how do you establish causality here? You know, you can have a commonality, and there might not necessarily be causality. Just because these guys have all been members of the SAR does not necessarily mean that, you know, the SAR is the reason that they're all there in their positions of power.
Well, I think the thing is, if you can basically show that all but one president for the past 100 years have all, you know, come out of, you know, SAR lineage, you know, I think that's a pretty powerful, you know, fact, you know, and how do you explain that? I mean, if it's not because, you know, if it's not...
It may be a fact, but I don't know if it's a fact. We're taking your word on that. It may be a fact, but what's... I mean, so what?
I think it just goes to show that a lot of immigrant groups, Italians... you know, that have come to this country will never have a chance to become president.
Although
in our Constitution it says that, you know, any citizen above the age of 35, you know, should be able to, I think that that pedigree still matters in this country. Matter if whether or not you were descended from a patriot if you want to become president. It's an unwritten rule, basically.
Let me just pose something to you very quickly. My dad was born in 1917, okay, just to give you an example of how young this country is. And this will start to show you why sometimes the causality problem really stands in the way. My dad was born in 1917. When he was in school, they used to have Civil War veterans come to the school and talk to the kids. They were still alive.
Wow.
So I used to talk to my father, and I would say, Dad, I'm talking to a guy who fought in the Civil War. He said, oh, yeah, these guys were very young. They were only, like, you know, 13, 14 years old, but they were there. And they used to come and they'd show us their guns and all these things. And we were in first and second grade. I was like, so that shows you. And those guys talked to guys who could have fought in the Revolutionary War or just after that. They could have been here at the formation of the country. So it shows you that for many of the presidents in the history of the United States, statistically speaking, it's probably likely that they could have been sons of the American Revolution because for the first 50, 100 years, many of them were descended from people who came around from the American Revolution. We were still getting a lot of immigrants, but those immigrants, they themselves could not run for president. Only their children could run for president based on the Constitution.
So you're saying there haven't been very many generations, and in addition...
So the earlier generations
those who were
would
here
have been
longest,
more likely to have been sons of the American Revolution.
And since their families were established here longer, they're more likely to have achieved more wealth.
Absolutely, and there are more ties and interests in the traditions of the American government and getting into civics. Who knows, you know?
Well, how would you explain, though, the fact that basically not only is it the president's, for the most part, but the majority of, you know, Supreme Court justices and also five-star generals. I mean, to me, what it looks like, especially in light of...
Now you're using terms like majority, which, okay, so, okay, 51% of them...
Well, the thing is, most Americans cannot trace their pedigree back to, you know, the SAR. In fact, the SAR is... There's only about 27,000 members. I'm sure there's a lot more people that do qualify, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to hire a professional genealogist to find that link.
That's useless to me.
You know, to me, though, it just seems, you know, awfully odd that that the majority of the presidents since the inception of the SDR, which happened in about 1890,
you know, by the way, I'd like to point
have
out,
all been, you know,
Jason, I'm sorry, man, we're short on time, but thank you for the call. I'd like to point out that once again we've been bogged down talking about something that is of utter uselessness. Oh, a majority of the Supreme Court members, there were members of the SAR, and a majority of five-star generals were members of the SAR. And once again, I mean, well, who cares about all this stuff?
You know, it's weird. Sorry, Mark, I'm jumping
no,
in.
It's, go it's ahead. Fine.
Well, I was going to say, I don't begrudge anybody, you know, checking those types of things out.
But you can dig as much as you want into this crap.
Yeah,
I mean, you can dig forever.
Hey, you know, I could be completely wrong in my approach. You know, maybe devoting that amount of time to it is very constructive, and I just haven't found the right way. You know, but I personally just don't get on top of it.
And then what do we get? Here's my question. What do we get? The Democrat, I wanted to ask him this. The Democrats are running a black man who likely is not a descendant of an American revolutionary. I could be wrong. He could be a direct descendant of Crispus Attucks. The first person, Crispus Attucks?
Yeah,
Attucks?
Crispus
Attucks. Whatever.
Well, I don't think he said presidential candidates. He said president.
No. I'm just saying that the next president of the United States is likely to be either a daughter of the American Revolution. I don't know Mrs. Clinton's lineage, mm-hmm. But he claimed that all the presidents, so therefore Bill is, not that he's blood related to
right.
Mrs. Clinton.
It could be. They came from Arkansas.
That's going to likely deviate shortly. You know, it won't be in a son of the American Revolution if a Democrat gets elected, because
and,
in all likelihood it's going to be one of those two candidates.
Well, plus a lot of the conspiracy crowd is always, I guess for the past couple of years, they've been rattling the cages about Arnold Schwarzenegger and saying that they're trying to amend the Constitution to make it so anyone can run for president. Well, what if they're successful at that and they amend the Constitution and then Arnold Schwarzenegger wins the presidency? Then where do you go? He is definitely not a member of the SAR. So, again, it's just, okay, let's dig through history and see what sort of weird connections we can make between people and try to make it seem like it's relevant and has a point.
Yeah, and what do we get out of it? We'll get a Democrat.
We got a
time.
Segment out
Great.
Of Free Talk Live.
I like the Crispus Attucks. Well done.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control. The latest on the D.C. Madam case still to come. Your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Hour 2 coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.